All right, so this painting is called Just a Weekday. It is 2 feet by 4 feet, spray paint and acrylic on canvas. This painting is the first painting to feature Jack, the space dog, and Aeon out amongst the multidimensional universe. They are just at a waypoint in between one place and another. This is before anything's really changed in their life. This is while Aeon is still a space courier of information and whatever sort of cargo somebody might want him to carry. He's also, in his spare time, a sort of space forest ranger in that he's tasked with keeping people away from undeveloped planets to keep them from being influenced by civilizations with high technology so as not to interrupt their natural technological development. Whenever I do a live painting at a festival, instead of just putting my signature and the year, I will put a two-letter demarcation for the festival that it was at. So this one is labeled 23 Backwoods, as in 2023, at the Backwoods Music Festival. I came up with the odd orientation of the canvas because I have done so many 2 foot by 3 foot, 3 foot by 4 foot, 2 foot by 4 foot canvases. I was trying to do two things. One, this painting would be done live, and I really wanted it to be a larger canvas, but I knew 2 feet by 4 feet was about all I would be able to complete in the 4 days of the festival. But the composition in my head really needed more depth and distance than I could get if I oriented the canvas straight up or if I oriented it straight to the side. So this was my way of taking up the key points in like a 3 foot by 4 foot canvas by making the corners get out into the space that I was wanting to use. I just sort of tilted the viewing window so that you could see area that would normally take up much more space and be able to work on a smaller canvas and actually get it done in the amount of time I had for the festival. It's important for me to come with very little done and leave with a complete idea when I leave any of my live settings, which is something that's less common, at least less common that I see. So you can see Jack and Aeon in the center right lower portion of the painting around a campfire. Aeon is sort of nodding off against a root trying to get some sleep, and Jack is looking directly at the observer as though he sees them. We are right below the sunset, and the sunset's sort of highlighting another very large city way off in the background, even more immense than the one that we are closest to. This planet is a planet in which people can go down to, and he is here as a sort of stopover on his way to somewhere else. And while the setting is very fantastic, I named it Just a Weekday because this is certainly not the most fantastic place he's visited, nor will it be the most fantastic place in the series. This sort of gives you an idea of what his normal day in and day out is like as far as places that he visits. While it seems quite extraordinary, this is just another place that he's visiting on the way to somewhere even more interesting. The tower that takes up the left side of the painting is a set of cities. So it's a city on the ground that everyone can visit, kind of like a port city, and the city above is only for citizens. In the middle, you can see the checkpoint which glows between the two, and there's no visiting the upper city unless you're a citizen of this particular civilization. The yellow bubble below are their temples of a sort. Think of it as their way of allowing people who visit to have an opportunity to hear their proselytizing of their religion. So the ring floating around the city, you can think of it as a display of their technology. I did it because I liked it and I felt like it fit with the composition, but I prefer for people to come up with their own story in their mind of what it is. For me, at least, the point in this painting is the fantastical nature of the places where he visits, and he's really just concerned with getting some sleep that's not inside of his spaceship for a night. So the effect on the right side up in the clouds, that is the moon coming out over the sunset, and I used it to express the depth of the painting. It sort of pushes the depth and the perspective of the whole painting, which is part of the point of the plus ultra style that I came up with just for this storyline, pushing depth and perspective in a way that's realer than real life.